Nation, hear and bring coronation. We're calling lords and customers, causing massive aggravation. He's not a hobo, he's your host. He drinks for loco with his jelly and toast.
Yeah.
Sit back, relax, let the antics begin.
Hey everybody, you're listening to the Snowplow Show for December 7th, 2016. I know it's been a long time in between shows, and I promised another show last week, but it's not my fault, it's Brad the producer's fault. So you can all blame him, because he's the sponsor of today's show. He takes full responsibility for me getting sick once again within, you know, like a month of each other. I think I need to start getting flu shots or something. Anyway, thanks Brad the producer for producing today's show and sponsoring it and all that stuff. If you liked that new intro song, it's from a guy named JD. He sent that to me last week. And along with that, he also sent me this weird thing that I'm not quite sure what to do with.
Boy. Jubel! It's Roy.
I feel like I should be entering the room in slow motion with a big fro and disco outfit or something every time that plays. In fact, every time you guys hear that play from now on, that's exactly what I'm going to be doing. So just try to picture that whenever I play that song. Me entering the room in slow motion. Oh wait, no, maybe that'll be my theme song for when I zing someone really good. You know, I'll say something really awesome to them and they won't know what to say back. And that's right when I'll start playing the music. And then that way they'll know they've been zinged. Or it could just be the song I play when they ask for my last name. Or when they act like they don't believe what my name is. I'll just play the Roy Jubel music, and then they'll believe me. It's foolproof. What could go wrong? I definitely need to put that in my soundboard whenever I get a soundboard again. Before we get started today, I have a few bits of news. The first bit would be the thing in the video game Watch Dogs 2. That's a game that I've been kind of wanting to try out, but it's like $70 or something. It kind of looks like an updated version of GTA, just kind of an open world thing where you get to run around and do crazy things. So I may be upgrading to that soon and just ditching GTA forever, because come on, GTA, I've been playing that for like 6 years now. Need to find something new. Anyway, now I really want to get it because a few different people sent me this clip of someone playing Watch Dogs 2. I originally got this from Johnny Christmas, who tweeted this at me. This is a clip from Watch Dogs 2. This isn't just something that somebody made. This is actually part of the game, right here. The guy's running around and he's receiving a communication of some sort.
Cactus.
Look, I don't...
Cactus?
I don't know what that means.
Cactus.
Look, could you please stop?
Cactus?
How did you even get this number?
Cactus?
What do you want from me?
Cactus.
Fine, cactus, 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 cactus. Are you happy now?
Yep, so that was... I don't know what the deal is. The pop-up on the screen said it was intercepted audio, and I don't completely understand the game yet, but that's pretty amazing. Somebody that made Watch Dogs 2 appears to be a fan of the Phone Losers pranks, unless that was just some bizarre coincidence, but I'm kind of doubting it. I will put a link to the video of that in the show notes on phonelosers.org if any of you want to see the video for that. It's from some guy's YouTube account. His name is The Good Kyle. I don't know if he's a fan of the PLA stuff or if he just happened to think that bit was funny and put it up on his YouTube. I think this whole thing would make AmigaDOS proud, though. It's too bad I'm not in contact with him anymore, so I can tell him that some prank call he used to do in the early 90s is now in a video game. One other announcement is that I've created a page for the Hobosodes. It's located at phonelosers.org/hobosodes. For quite a while now, people have been complaining that they can't connect to my site when they're signed in securely because there's too many secure users already connected. And I am going to fix that soon. I would have probably looked into it already, but then I had to get sick again. So I think this could help with that. If you go to phonelosers.org/hobosodes, you can only see it if you're signed in and if you're a supporter of the show. And it doesn't automatically update. I have to go in there and update it myself, but I'm going to try and keep it updated until I get this whole secure connection thing figured out. So if you're having problems with the secret podcast feeds, you might want to go to phonelosers.org/hobosodes. And maybe you can watch them from there, hopefully, if the secure thing doesn't affect that type of logging in too. It probably does, and this whole thing is pointless. But I will work on that soon. I'm sorry, I'm a horrible webmaster. I don't know what I'm doing here, but I think I know what I need to do to make the secure connections work, or, you know, to allow more secure connections at a time, and I'll work on that soon. phonelosers.org/hobosodes. I've got a list here of apartment numbers from Apocalypse, and I'm not sure if I used them yet or not. You know, like maybe I used them and I just forgot to delete the email. Not really sure, so we're going to try this list anyway. And Apocalypse has attached a note with this one. He says, "Hey, RBCP, last time you used my apartment list, managers again claim that some units didn't exist, and you said you wouldn't use another list that I send. Sad face." So with this list of 51 apartment complexes, I took screenshots of every unit number as proof of their existence. I even added the exact GPS coordinates of each apartment screenshot location. Wait, really? Hold on. Holy shit, he did. What the hell, Apocalypse? That must have taken forever. Okay, it's not that I didn't believe you or anything. You know, I give everyone shit about the lists that they send in. You didn't have to prove it with these GPS coordinates, but it's okay. No, I appreciate the extra effort on these and everything. He says, "Some unit numbers are on the front door, some are listed on the building as an apartment range, so this time there shouldn't be any we don't have that apartment issues. Just tell them that's the unit number on my door, you dumb hoe. Thanks, Arby. Cactus Cactus. Regards, Apocalypse." Oh, and he even attached screenshots of all of these. Screenshots of apartment numbers are attached in the Word document list. Holy crap, Apocalypse. You did way too much work on all of this. I'm probably just gonna fuck all these up anyway. So I guess I'll just get started. Let me call the first one on the list. What kind of ring is this? Pretty sure my calls are being intercepted by the FBI now. Just listen to that thing. That's not a normal ring. I think Apocalypse is working for them now. And they're not picking up. Just great.
Yep. 3 Square mailbox.
Jeez, Apocalypse. First you give me a list with wrong apartment numbers, now you're giving me a list where they don't even answer. Holy crap, your lists are awful. Just kidding.
Thank you for choosing. This is Felicity. How may I help you?
Hey, Felicity. I'm a tenant here at. I just have a question.
Okay.
A while back, we made some changes to the plumbing, and we changed the hot water heater. We put a beer keg in place of it, so that all the water in the house had, you know, beer coming out of it. It was for a party thing. That seemed funny at the time, but I don't know how to fix it. You know.
What apartment are you in?
Oh, I'm in 604.
Uh-uh.
I'm sorry.
One second.
Okay. She sounded a little suspicious right from the start, so I don't know about this. Maybe I have done this list before. Only Apocalypse knows for sure.
This is Jenna. How can I help you?
Hey, Jenna. I was already explaining my problem to someone else. Did she tell you what's going on?
Not really.
Oh, I see. Well, I'm a tenant here, and a couple months ago we swapped out our hot water heater for some beer kegs so that we would only get beer in the faucets. And we don't know how to put it back.
Is that working?
I'm sorry, what?
Is that working?
Yeah, it worked fine, but now the beer kegs are empty, so none of the water works in the house anymore.
Oh, I apologize about that. Maybe you should call maintenance. Would you like me to transfer you?
Well, can't you just call him for me? It'd be the third person I talk to. I'm just trying to get my water fixed.
Yeah, well, I mean, if maintenance did that, then I definitely think you need to explain that situation to them.
Well,
so
maintenance
I would transfer
didn't do
you
it.
Down there or either transfer you to a manager.
Maintenance didn't do it. It was this guy, Chad, at my party. He's like, you know, it'd be awesome. It'd be awesome if we just made beer come out of all the faucets. And
yeah, it sounds pretty awesome. What's your name?
It was awesome for a while, but then my fucking girlfriend, she kept doing the dishes. She kept using the dishwasher, and, you know, that used up all the beer. So now we're just kind of, we don't have any more water or beer or whatever you call it.
How did the showers work?
Beer showers.
Hmm.
You turn on the water.
Didn't get sticky?
Well, it was an awesome sticky. It was cold because there was no hot water anymore. But it was worth it because you got to take a shower and beer.
Well, I suggest you call your friend Chad that did it and tell him to fix it.
I don't even know where he lives anymore. He switches jobs a lot. I don't know how to get a hold of him.
I can understand why.
But, you know, this is an apartment issue and you guys need to fix it.
Yeah, and what apartment?
604.
604?
Yep.
Huh. Okay. Well, I'll check into that, okay? What was your name again?
Steve Dave.
What was it?
Steve Dave.
Okay, well, that person doesn't live in that apartment, so...
Oh, I do. I sleep
on
the couch.
That's your apartment number?
Yeah, of course. I sleep on the couch. I think the rent's probably under Roger's name.
Okay, well, then I definitely need to have the actual leaseholder call me, okay?
Well, you said you can't even help.
Like, I
need to call maintenance. So I'm just going to go over your head, and I'm going to call maintenance.
Yeah, and that's perfectly fine. But, I mean, with you not being a leaseholder and just sleeping on the couch and not being on the lease, I can't really... I mean, if you've replaced a water tank with a beer keg, then, you know, that's...
Several beer kegs.
Several. So, yeah, what did you do with the water heater?
Oh, it's still in there. We use garden hoses and stuff to wire it all up. It's still there.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, I don't know how to hook it back up. You know, I don't even own a wrench. That's Chad's department.
Right. Mm. Yeah, that definitely sounds like an issue.
Yep, that you guys should fix immediately, because I'm sick of this.
I can't fix it immediately, because I don't own a ranch either. I just work in the office.
Okay, why am I even talking to you then? Just put me through to maintenance. Durr.
But your girlfriend's been washing dishes.
I know.
She sleeps on the couch in Roger's apartment.
Yeah, me and her, we pay one quarter of the rent. The rest is from other people. It's like a regular commune in here.
Oh, other people. Yep. Like a lot of them.
Well, not a lot. You know, less than eight.
Less than eight? Okay. All right. 1 second. I'm going to transfer you.
All right. Hurry the fuck up. So now she's probably getting the maintenance guy. She's probably being like, hey, talk to this prank caller. He's really weird. Yep. That's what's happening right now. Should I just hang up? I feel like I should just hang up now.
Hi, this is Taylor. How may I help you?
Hi, is this maintenance?
Well, it rolled back to my office. I'm the assistant manager. How can I help you?
Ah, fucking shit. Okay. Yeah, I just need to talk to maintenance. I'm a tenant here.
Okay, and what apartment are you in?
604. You're the third person I've talked to. It's crazy. I just need to talk to maintenance about my water heater issue.
Okay, what is the issue with your water heater?
It doesn't work because we made some changes to it.
Okay.
Are you not
what
in the office?
What kind of changes did you make to it?
Are you not?
I am in the office.
Oh, okay. I just figured one of those other two girls would have told you what was going on. They said I needed.
Can you please help me?
Oh, sure. Okay. Yeah, we unhooked the water heater, and we replaced the water heater with beer kegs. It was during a party. My friend Chad did it, and it was really awesome for a few weeks. But now we don't have hot water or any water. You know, it's just because the kegs are empty. And I don't know how to refill a keg.
Okay. And what is your name again?
Steve Dave.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Steve Dave.
Okay. I will go ahead and put in a work order for you. Maintenance does have 24 hours to complete a work order.
I see.
Can I have a phone number where they can reach you?
Well, why couldn't that dumb lady from before just do this? She just treated it like a big joke or something. She's really bad at her job. If I were you, I would look into firing her.
Okay, and what is your phone number?
It's area code 2985.
Okay. Okay, so the work order that we're putting in for you today, just to make sure that we have this on here correctly,
mm-hmm.
is that a few weeks ago, you and your roommate
yes.
unhooked the hot water heater to hook up a beer keg?
Several beer
to
kegs.
To the hot water heater. Is that even... possible?
Yeah, we use garden hoses. Chad's pretty innovative. We used six beer kegs, though. We hooked them up, like daisy chained them.
Okay.
And, you know, it lasted a good week. It was pretty awesome, taking showers and beer. And
how in the world did you even figure out how to do that? I mean, did you find that on, like, Pinterest or something?
Chad probably did. I know he's a big Pinterest fan.
Who's Chad?
He's just some guy at the party.
Some guy at the party. So you just had a random party, and some guy there was like, hey, this is a good idea. Let's damage your apartment.
What wasn't damaged?
And pick up a beer keg.
No, nothing's damaged.
No, that is damaging. If you are physically detaching the company property, that is damages. So you do realize that you'll be
bad. Yeah, but it's damage that can be fixed with a wrench. It's not like we broke anything. I mean, if you want to see damage, go into the upstairs bedroom. Holy shit. But no, the water heater is fine. Like, we didn't hurt it or anything. It was squirting out water for a long time. So we had to turn off.
I have a question. Okay. I have a really important question for you, though.
Okay.
What kind of beer did you guys hook it up to it?
Heineken.
Heineken keg? Those are like the pony ones or like big ones? Like, I'm really curious. I want to see this.
They're really, really, the biggest ones you can get. Because it had to last for, we wanted to make sure it lasted for the whole party. Like, people were putting their mouths under the sink nozzles and everything.
And you didn't invite the office?
Why would we? It's a cool
because
party.
Because if you're going to alter our property, you should at least invite us to the party.
Oh, well, no, that sounds like it would be a really shitty party having you guys there. Especially that one lady.
I don't know. I think that the way that you're talking to me is pretty nasty.
I didn't say
but
it
I'll
wasn't.
Have maintenance come over and take a look at it, okay?
Okay. Tell him to hurry the fuck up, please.
All right. Thanks, Steve. Have a nice day.
It's Steve Dave. It's Steve. Jeez, lady, get the name right. It's Steve Dave. What's wrong with her? Wow, I had to talk to three different ladies, but eventually I finally got one that got pissed off at me. I was about to hang up several times during that whole thing, but I stuck it out and got my reward. That was an idea from Stacy, by the way. You guys remember Stacy, right? You know, Stacy, Roxy, Stacy, OMG. I'm looking at an old list of ideas here, and I've been saving that one forever now, waiting for her to come back so we could do it together. But you guys, I think she's not coming back. I think I've lost Stacy forever. So fuck her, I'm just going to use her ideas. At least she wanted to do coffee in the hot water heater too. So I guess we could try that instead of a beer keg. That sounds more
cool. Please call Farmers Low Income Housing. Hours are Mondays and Thursdays, 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. Walk-ins are welcome, 6:30 to 8:30 by appointment. If this is a true electrical plumbing emergency, call our emergency hotline at 205.
Okay.
My fact is two bedrooms, 520 to 687, one bedroom for 410 to 589 a month. Rent is income based and determined at the time of signing
this
a 1-year lease.
No nonsense.
We have no three-bedroom units. At this time, our wait times for all units is up to 1 year longer.
Okay, I got to talk to this guy. I'm going to call back and get those numbers if they don't pick up. He sounds like he would be hilarious.
Please call Farmers Low Income Housing. Hours are Mondays and Thursdays, 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. Walk-ins are welcome, 6:30 to 8:30 by appointment.
You've reached the department's emergency hotline. You will not leave a message on this phone. Listen carefully. The phone number I'll be giving you at the end of this message is for electrical emergencies.
Wow.
Such as your refrigerator stopped working and or water flooding in your apartment due to broke or damaged pipes.
What about if there's coffee grinds
help
in my
keep our maintenance
hot water
down
heater?
And in turn our rent down by keeping after-hours maintenance calls to a minimum and for true emergencies.
This guy is sick of everyone's
all
shit.
All other issues that are non-emergency, call 38-20.
I already have that
message.
Number.
I am on 24-hour call for emergencies only. I am not on 24-hour call for the occasional tenant questions, complaints, or concerns. Therefore, I will return non-emergency calls on my regular office hours.
I should call him.
I will return prior
to call my bedroom.
24 hours if it is an item that needs to be taken care of ASAP. Once again, I do not check messages on this phone. Call 911 if your life or someone else's life is in danger.
He's covering all his bases.
Electrical or plumbing emergency, text or call 76641.
All right, I got it. Hello, I'm leaving a message for you. I'm a tenant over here in apartment F5. I was just wondering, do you think I could just put a shelf up in the bedroom? Just want to put a shelf up, you know, like above the bed to put things on. Do I have to get your permission for shelves? Okay, please call me back. It's Steve Dave. Okay, bye. There, that will probably just send him into a rage when his cell phone shows that he has a voice message waiting for him. Now I gotta try the last number. This is like getting to the center of the maze in Westworld or something, with all these numbers he's given me. Hello?
Hello?
Oh, hey! You forgot to say hello when you picked up.
Oh, who is this?
This is Steve Dave. I'm a tenant over at...
Oh, okay. What's going on, Steve?
I think it's kind of an emergency. We've been putting coffee grinds in our hot water heater, and I guess that it's starting to clog it up down there at the bottom or something. Like the whole hot water heater, I think, is probably filled up with coffee grinds.
Oh, okay. What apartment number are you, Steve?
F5.
Oh, F5. Okay.
Yep. Yep. I'm sorry?
You're putting coffee grinds where? I'm a little confused. You said your hot water heater?
Yeah, we hooked up this thing where we could dump coffee grinds into the hot water heater, and that that way all of our water would kind of taste like coffee all the time. It'd be kind of like a caffeine boost whenever we drank water. I guess it's been building up after all this time we've lived here, and the water's not coming out too good. And actually, it's kind of gross. We're starting to get coffee grinds coming through the faucets. So... yeah, I guess we need our hot water heater cleaned out, because we can't drink water with coffee grinds in it. Hello, sir? Are you still there? Hello? Oh. Can you hear me? Hello?
Yeah, I hear you.
Oh, okay. Hey, you stopped talking.
Oh, what apartment are you?
F5.
What apartment number?
F5.
F?
Yeah,
don't have a Steve in F.
Why does
I don't have a Steve?
Yeah, I sleep on the couch. It's Chad's apartment, I think.
No, you've got the wrong number, my friend.
Well, how's it the wrong number? I'm at apartments on Drive.
And who do you stay with?
Chad. I mean, I pay my rent to Chad.
No.
What?
Nope, I don't have a Chad.
Okay, well, does that mean we can't get our hot water heater fixed? Because this is kind of bullshit if we can't even get good water out of our hot water heater.
Yeah, that means that. I don't know what else to tell you, my friend. If I knew where you lived and who you were.
Well, I already told you.
Are you home right now?
Yeah, I'm in apartment F5, you fucking idiot. Come on, I've told you like 3 times now.
Oh, wow. You're talking to me like that?
Well,
I'm walking over right now.
I don't, you're
talking face to face.
I don't see why you're getting
about 2 minutes
attitude with me. I mean, I'm just trying to get something fixed. I had to jump through all those hoops just to get someone on the phone finally. And he's gone. Let me try him right back just one more time. If he doesn't pick up, I have to leave a message again. Only this is a different number than that I left the message on before.
The Google subscriber you have called is not available.
Oh, it's Google.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Oh, hey there. This is Steve Dave over in apartment F5. I just wanted to find out, I have a question. I was wanting to know if do you guys pay for the water? Because I got something I want to try. Just if you could give me a call back and just let me know whether or not you pay for the water, because I just wanted to find out. Thank you very much. Bye. I guess he's not going to pick up. I tried a couple times and he's just not picking up anymore. He's done with this phone shit. He wants to just talk face to face. Thanks again, Stacy. Not that Stacy listens to the show anymore, but, you know, thanks for the coffee idea. Maybe I should try that one just one more time. See how it goes.
Thank you for calling Apartment Homes. How can I help you?
Hello, this is Steve. I'm a tenant here.
Okay.
And I just have a question about our hot water heater.
Okay, what's going on?
Well, I think we need to have maintenance come over and maybe clean it out or something. We've been putting coffee grinds in it so that all of our water tastes like coffee. And it was great for a while, but I think it's starting to clog up all the pipes. Because, like, the water's coming out really slow now, and sometimes, like, lumps of coffee grinds come out. Like, out of all the faucets, like the kitchen, the toilet, everything, even the shower.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
I've never heard of something like that. What apartment are you in?
108. And we just thought it'd be cool to have coffee all the time, because I drink a lot of coffee as it is, so this would be like a money saver. But now I think the pipes...
Okay, and what building are you in?
11. GPS
you're in 11108.
Coordinates are 39 degrees, 4102.5 north, and then 105 degrees, 0708.0 west.
And what's your last name?
Gerbel.
And you're in building 11, apartment 108?
Yes, that's correct. Is there a way to just have maintenance come over and clean those pipes all out real quick?
Yeah, I'm going to talk to them and see if we can get someone over there as soon as possible for you.
Okay, because we've been doing this like pretty much as long as we've lived here. We keep pouring the coffee grinds into the hot water heater. It's It's basically a giant coffee maker now. But it serves coffee to, you know, just every faucet in the house.
Okay. And you're in 11108.
Yes. Yep.
All right. Thanks for giving me a call.
Okay. Is there any way he could he hook it up so that we don't have the coffee going into the toilet? Because that seems like a waste. Like every time we flush the toilet, it's just coffee in there. Is there any way he could?
I'll talk to him. I'm not sure.
Could he?
Our main instructor is really good with stuff like that, so I'm sure he'll be able to fix it for you.
Oh,
are you home
great.
Right now?
Yeah, we're here right now. Like if he could just just change the electrical all around so that our toilet's on a different pipe, different wire.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
All right. Well, thanks for giving me a call.
You're welcome. How long is it going to take? Because I don't have all day.
I'm not sure because I'm not sure if they're doing another emergency right now, but it should be within the hour.
Okay. Well, I think this emergency is more important than whatever they're doing now. Like, what are they doing now?
They're repairing or like rebuilding a hot water heater. So I'm just not sure how long that's going to take, but.
Cool. So he should be all, in practice with that. Is someone else to have the same problem with the coffee grounds?
I am not sure, but we'll get it all set for you.
Are you sure you just didn't make that up? Like, that's the best you could think of, because that's what we were just talking about? Because it sounds really made up now that I think about it.
Sir, I'm trying to be as professional as possible and help you with your work order.
Well, if you're being professional, you shouldn't lie to me, at least,
All right, sir. Well, thank you for calling, and I will talk to you later if you have any other concerns.
Okay, well, you forgot to answer that one question, but whatever. Jeez, what a liar. I think I'm done with Stacy's dumb...
Thank you for calling Byron's. This is Allie. How can I help you?
Hey there. I'm a tenant here, and I just have a question. We have a problem here.
Yeah.
It's kind of a maintenance thing.
What's going on?
Well, my friend Chad, he thought it'd be funny to prank me. He hooked up like a 500-gallon paint drum into the apartment's plumbing, like just in my apartment. So now every time I turn on water, it's yellow paint. It's like fluorescent yellow, like in all the sinks and the toilet. I tried to take a shower this morning, it's just like yellow paint, and then I can't even clean myself off now.
Okay, what's your address?
You just mean the apartment. I'm in 73B.
Well, we don't have a 73B here.
Apocalypse lied to me. Well, I have the GPS coordinates. It's 39 degrees, 5219.6. And then north, it's north 105 degrees,
0155.6
west.
What community do you live in?
I'm in the... rental, I guess that's what it's called.
Okay. And what's your first name?
My first name's Steve Dave.
Who?
Steve Dave.
Spell that for me.
S-T-E-V-E D-A-V-E. It's all one word.
Okay. And you're not sure of your unit number?
No, I am. It's 73B. Apocalypse wouldn't lie to me.
Why don't you just come down to the office and then we can help you out, okay?
Oh, can't you just send maintenance up here? I'm in building 3496. Does that help?
Yes, that's the address I need. So 3496.
Okay, but on the door it says 73B. Maybe Chad just wrote that on there. He's kind of a dick.
Okay, yeah. So your address is 3496-73.
B.
And your name, sir?
It has to have the B because we rent Airbnb out here now. So we consider the part that we live of the apartment, that's apartment A. And B is for the Airbnb people. Oh, wait, no, the opposite of that.
You're actually not allowed to do that.
Well, just don't tell, okay?
So, yeah, you can't do that. So, we'll have to discuss that later.
Yeah, but it sounds
like what you have is a little bit of an emergency.
Yeah, and the Airbnb, my tenants, they're really angry about this whole paint thing. Because apparently they're trying to give their kid a bath and... Now the kid's all yellow.
So what's your name?
My name is Steve Dave, still.
Okay, well, I don't show you listed on the lease.
I wouldn't
be on
the lease.
Are you a leaseholder?
Yeah, but I can't rent under my own name. My credit's really bad, and I have a warrant. And
okay, well, then you're not allowed to live here.
Well, no, I just stay on the couch. Chad said it's okay. But he thought it'd be funny to replace all of our plumbing with this big thing of paint and... Now everything's a mess. Well, there's like yellow footprints all over the place. And
yeah, I mean, yeah, you all are going to have to pay for that.
Oh, no, I'm
I'll
not.
Send maintenance over.
I'm not. I don't have that kind of money. But I would think this would be an apartment thing. Don't you guys have to pay for it?
Well, no, you hooking yellow paint up to your plumbing.
Oh, I didn't do it.
That's not something we would pay for.
No, that was Chad. And Chad doesn't even live here.
Okay, well, I mean, whoever's on the lease is going to have to pay for that.
Yeah, he's just a friend of mine. He thought it'd be like a funny prank.
So who does live there that's on the lease that you know?
Geez, I don't know. Jim? Is there a Jim around on the leaseholder name?
I'm not allowed to give you that information.
Well, you asked. Is it James Brown?
I'm just not sure if this is a joke or...
Oh, no, I wouldn't joke about something like this. We're just... I just want a glass of water, and apparently I have to go to the store and buy a bottle like a hobo.
Okay. I'll go ahead and send maintenance over. Is somebody home?
Yeah. You're going to... Make sure they bring lots of cleaning rags and stuff, because... Oh, my gosh.
We're not going to clean that up. That's you guys.
Oh, well, we're not going to clean it up either, so I guess it's just going to... We're going to have yellow footprints all over the carpet.
Okay. Well, I will send maintenance over right away, okay?
Can they clean out the pipes, or do you think the paint's, is it all clogged up in the pipes now?
You know, I've never had anybody put paint and hook it up to all the pipes, so I don't know what's going to have to happen.
Okay. Well, it's yellow, so it's not like it's a darker color, so I think it'll be okay.
Okay,
but he might want to hurry because it's going to dry up eventually. We can keep the faucet running. Actually, I kept the faucet running for a while, and it started overflowing onto the kitchen floor.
Okay, well, let me send maintenance over right away, okay?
All right, thank you so much.
No worries, thank you. Bye.
Hey, ma'am?
Ma'am?
Aw, darn it. I needed to have her tell maintenance to hurry the fuck up, but she hung up on me. So apparently 500 gallons of paint is much more believable than coffee grinds or beer keg. Stacy doesn't know what she's doing. She doesn't know what she's talking about, her dumb ideas.
Yeah,
hello, I'm a tenant here, and I just have a maintenance issue.
Okay, I can page someone for you. What's your name?
My name is Steve Dave.
What was the last name?
Oh, just Steve Dave. It's all one word, Steve Dave.
Okay, and the phone number?
It's area code 483.
What apartment?
505.
And the problem?
Our toilet's kind of, it's really clogged up because I flushed all of my ex-girlfriend's things down the toilet, and now it won't flush.
Okay, I'll page maintenance for you.
Because I threw like everything from her purse in there. I threw some of her dresses and clothes and stuff in there.
Okay. I'll page maintenance for you.
I flushed a 50-pound bag of sand that she
was... Is this a real call?
Of course. Why wouldn't it be?
Well, then why are you telling me all this? I already said I would page maintenance for you.
Well, you asked what the problem was. So I'm trying to tell you about my stupid...
Yes, all I needed was toilet clogged. I don't need to know all the things you put in it.
Okay, well, you asked, and I was just telling you. I was telling you you wanted to know about my stupid fucking ex-girlfriend. So I'm just letting you know. You know, ma'am? Did you hang up? Yep, she hung up. Apparently that was an idea from Baz. I have no idea from how long ago, but in my list here of apartment ideas, it says that idea is from Baz. I flushed my ex-girlfriend's things down the toilet, and it clogged the pipe. That was a good one, Baz. Thanks.
Good afternoon, condominiums. How can I help you?
Hello, I'm a tenant here at and I have a kind of a problem.
Okay.
I don't know, our toilet's messed up a little bit. I flushed all of my ex-girlfriend's things down the toilet, and now it won't flush.
Her what down the toilet?
Everything. Like everything from her purse, like some of her clothes.
You flushed all her stuff down the toilet?
Yeah, a bed sheet, like an entire bed sheet. And it was still flushing.
Why did you do that?
Well, I don't think it was the bed sheet's fault, because it was still flushing after I did that for a long time.
Oh, my my goodness gracious.
Yeah, I cut it
what
up a little bit.
What unit are you in?
I cut it into pieces. You know, I'm not an idiot. I cut it into pieces
so
it wouldn't
clog.
Oh,
yeah, but that stuff, only toilet isn't, toilet should only have tissue and whatever else, but you shouldn't flush any materials
I think
or
this falls under whatever else.
Down there.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. What unit
see.
Are you in?
Oh, all of her makeup. I took her makeup bag and I just started shaking everything out of the makeup bag, like lipsticks and eyeshadows, and I had to keep flushing a bunch of times for that to finally make it down. But
what unit are you in?
What unit? Let's 412.
You're in 412.
Yep. I'm getting ready to flush.
Don't flush any more down, please.
Well, no, just because I have to send a message to her because. You want to hear what she did?
What is your name?
My name is Steve.
You're not in unit 412.
Yeah, well, no, I'm not on the lease or anything. I sleep on the couch. It's a pull-out couch. We both sleep on it.
Please don't put anything more down the toilet.
Well, I may as well. I mean, it's clogged already.
No, please don't put anything more down the toilet. Please.
Why not? It's not your stuff.
Please, you're clogging up the entire building could possibly be clogged
no,
up.
No, that's silly. They're not all connected.
Yes, they are. Everything is connected in there.
And then
it goes down to one main line.
You just don't understand how plumbing works. They're all separated. They're not connected. Next thing you're going to tell me that the lines go into the ocean.
I'm not going to tell you anything, sir. I'm asking you to stop doing that, and I'll send somebody over.
Okay. Well, it's not hurting anyone else. You know, it doesn't work like that.
Sir, it works like that.
No, you just don't understand.
No,
you don't understand because you're a woman.
I do understand.
No,
because I'm a woman, I don't understand.
Oh, I'm glad you agree with me. At least we can agree on that one thing.
I'm going to send somebody over.
Okay. Do you know, who are you going to send over?
I'm going to send the maintenance person over.
Can you please let the maintenance guy know to that I'll be naked? If he's coming over right away. I can't help it. And we lost her. And holy crap, she was taking the whole thing personally. And what the hell? Come on, toilets don't work like that. If they work like that, whenever you flushed your toilet, your poop would go into another unit. I'm basically a master plumber, and I know what I'm talking about, you guys. Toilets aren't connected. How would that even work? You think they just all get daisy-chained like a bunch of beer coolers hooked up to the hot water heater? Silly woman, thinking they know plumbing. Anyway, thanks, Baz, for the idea. I should call that lady back and be, hey, you want to hear what it sounds like when I dump a 50-pound bag of sand into the toilet? But I won't. I won't do that.
Thank you for calling. This is Marissa. What can I do for you?
Hey there. I'm a tenant here, and I have kind of a problem.
Okay.
What's
going on?
I breed termites for a living, and I accidentally knocked the table over, and they all got loose. There was about...
Wait, you breed termites?
Yeah, for a living.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you know, normally they're safe in their habitat, but I accidentally tipped the table over. And, now they're all loose.
Okay, so I need to get pest control?
Well, I don't know if it's not that many. It was just about 80,000, I think. That's an estimate. 80,000 termites.
That is a lot, isn't that?
Yeah, it's kind of, it probably is a lot. And here's the really bad part. So that table, it knocked into my other table where I breed roaches. And
oh my God.
Yeah, it's a mess here today. I'm not having a good day.
How many roaches?
Oh, I never did count those, but if I had to guess, I'd say about a half a million.
A half a million?
Something like
goodness.
That. I, that's just a guess, you know? I'm not totally sure on that one.
Okay, so are you okay if people come in there and...
Oh, yeah. Anytime you guys want to come
them?
In, yeah, just call the exterminators and tell them to wear beekeeper uniforms.
Yeah.
Because of the bees.
You have bees in there, too?
Oh, did I not mention that?
No, you didn't. You knocked over bee things,
well,
too?
It's not that I did it. The roach table, it knocked into the shelf where I keep all of the beehives.
How many beehives?
Oh, I can't even tell on those because you can't really see them. They're all inside those things.
Okay, so a lot of them.
Yeah, if I had to guess, if I had to guess, I'd say a billion.
Okay, what apartment number?
1726, Building H.
Okay, thank you so much. I'll let them know, okay?
Okay, there's this other problem too, though. Well, not a problem, really, but I just kind of wanted to run this by you guys. I recently discovered Perpetual Energy, and I want to have my house rewired so I can sell electricity back to the electric company. Like, it's producing 1.21 gigawatts.
Okay, so you want to do that?
Yeah, that'd be great, because I'm generating so much more electricity than I'm using, so I could sell it back to the power company. I just needed to wire it all into the circuit breaker box through the hot water heater.
You'll have to talk to Mindy about that, since you're going in with, like, you know, you're going in to do all that stuff.
Okay, all right.
So I can have her give you a call back. She's currently on the phone.
Okay, all right.
Okay, thank you.
I mean, just so you know, like, this whole perpetual energy thing, it's religious purposes, and Mindy can't discriminate against my religion.
All right, I'll have her talk to you, okay?
It's the Church of Perpetual Energy. Let her know that.
All right.
She's probably heard of it.
Okay, well, she just got off the phone. Did you want to ask her about that then?
Oh, yeah, I actually have another question to ask her, too, about the sand.
Okay, perfect. One sec.
Trying to prevent them from calling the pest control.
This is Mindy.
Oh, hey, Mindy. I have a question. I'm a tenant here.
Okay.
And, I found another tenant that's selling drugs here on the property. Like, do I just turn them into you guys?
No, you contact the police. That's a legal matter.
Shit. I was hoping I'd get, like, a discount on rent. Well, never mind. I'm not even going to do it then, because the police won't give me anything.
So you'd rather have them living here?
Well, I mean, I get my weed from him, but he sells other drugs, too.
Can I ask what your name is?
Sure, it's Steve.
What was that?
Steve. And did that other girl tell you the problem with the things?
What apartment are you in, Steve?
1726. What's her face should have that already, I told her. And I have this question about my toilet. It doesn't seem to be flushing anymore because I flushed a 50-pound bag of sand down it. Well, what's left of the 50-pound bag? It was more like two-thirds of a 50-pound bag.
I don't show a Steve in apartment number 1726.
Oh, I wouldn't be on the lease. I can't rent apartments myself because of my credit and my criminal history.
Okay, well then you're an unauthorized resident, so there's not really much I can do for you except for let you know you need to vacate the apartment.
Oh, fuck that. No, I already paid my rent this month to Jim.
There's no Jim living in 1726 either.
Well, Jim's
so
who I pay.
So ask who is rent. This?
Well, that's who I pay my rent to. I think he pays to the other guy or the girl. I don't know. There's so many people here. I can't keep track. I don't know who actually pays who's on the lease here.
Okay. Well, it sounds like we need to do an inspection of 1726.
No,
then.
No, you don't. Because I mean, if you do, you might want to wear a beekeeper's uniform because we had an incident.
Okay, well, we'll do an inspection of 1726. I appreciate the information.
Okay, well, don't come in unless you have a beekeeper's uniform. It's very important.
Okay.
I'm not kidding, ma'am.
Okay, we'll keep that in mind.
But, I mean, this is kind of bullshit, this whole toilet thing, because we should have a working toilet here.
Well, like I said, when we do an inspection of the apartment, we'll figure out what's going on.
Well, can't you just send maintenance? Wouldn't that be easier?
Well, it sounds like I need to go with maintenance to check out other things.
Do you have two beekeeper uniforms?
We'll make sure we have what we need.
Okay, well, you definitely need beekeeper uniforms.
Okay.
I'm serious, ma'am. Don't come here without a beekeeper uniform.
Okay, I appreciate the information.
When's maintenance going to be here? Are they going to come first? Because can you tell them to hurry the fuck up?
I'll come with them. We'll be over soon.
Like, how soon? Can you hurry the fuck up?
Okay, have a good day.
Well, is that a yes or a no?
Have a good day.
Which one is it? Tell me. I command you.
Thank you.
Do it. Well, I think I was successful at not having them call pest control over there. So that's a good thing, right? Like, really, I don't think they're even going to come over after they compare notes and hear about the termites and the roaches and the half a billion bees. Matt Hillock's favorite insect, by the way, bees. So I think I'm done for now, though. It's been like an hour now. It's been an hour and 15 minutes, actually, now I look at the clock. But anyway, the apartments, they're all on the East Coast, most of them. And they're starting to not answer because it's getting kind of late and they're starting to not be around the office anymore. I should have got started on these a little bit earlier, but I'm just going to blame Apocalypse for this, for sending me apartments mostly on the East Coast. Thanks a lot, Apocalypse. It's totally your fault that I was calling the ones not on the East Coast first. How could you let me do that? But at least you gave me perfect apartment numbers for every apartment this time. Or I think there was one, but she was probably full of crap. So it's okay. I'll let you have a free pass on that one. And the good thing about this list is that I still have, I don't know, at least 20 numbers in here. So I'm going to be revisiting this list probably later this week. And that should be fun. But for now, let's listen to some voicemails. I'm sure I have a bunch of voicemails of people asking me, where the hell is the show? It's been a week.
Hey, Brad. It's Olga.
Hey, Olga. Did you move across the country? You have a new phone number.
And Curaz.
Curaz.
And we were you on a other phone. Why are you wearing glasses?
Oh, it's because I've lost all my contacts.
Ah, stupid Curaz. Is it Curaz? I always thought it was Curaz.
Okay.
See you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
All right. Olga and Curaz. I mean, Curaz, calling in from the seventh dimension. Seems like they're having some connection issues.
Hey, Brad, it's Nova.
Hey, Nova.
It's officially been 10 years since I started following the PLA.
Holy
just
want
to say, keep up the good fucking job.
Thanks.
Been a pleasure to listen to you.
We're quitting now.
I want to see if you could play that Weird Al Pokemon song at the end of the show.
You know
later
what?
Later on, dickhead.
I can't play the Pokemon Weird Al song at the end of the show because the FBI took it from me. They have my entire collection of pirated music, and I'm kind of limited on what I can play until I get my stuff back, if I ever get my stuff back. Intact, and they don't delete all of my pirated content. For now, it's pretty much just the Rappy McRapperson media pack that I have on my hard drive, and I guess I could just play it off of YouTube or something, so I guess you'll just have to wait and see at the end of the show if I'm gonna play it or not. I guess I should play it for you because, you know, you've been listening for 10 whole years now, so we'll see. We'll see what
Roy,
I can do.
Roy Ruprecht the Monkey Boy here.
Hey,
yeah, I was listening to your last show, and pertaining to the one that you called the loud talking woman who thought you were her brother-in-law, Bob.
Oh, yeah.
Or say Bob.
Yep, the kidney lady.
And I got a good prank idea for you, man. You need to locate her number again.
I'm not going to call the kidney lady again. I mean,
social engineer the shit out of her and get Bob's number.
Yeah.
Because Bob seemed like he's got a lot of Roy in him.
Hey,
and
gross.
I mean, we're talking, what'd she say? The
I'm
FBI
say
was calling, pretending to be the Democratic Party or whatever. And anyway, you need to call Bob. Tell her that she's put you up to it and get him to participate in a prank phone call with you.
That's a great
that
idea.
That would be a fucking awesome, sweet idea. And probably pretty difficult to do, but I think she'd give it a shot.
Yeah.
Peace out, Roy. Cactus Caucus.
I'll think about it. I almost didn't want to include that call because she said she'd been crying all day because her kidney donor was about to die or something. Felt terrible for her, but she was so amazing and just she was the best call of that show, I think. I couldn't just delete that.
Hey, Brad, it's Mailer Damon. I know you're going to complain about the quality of my speakerphone, but...
Hey, Mailer Damon, your speakerphone quality is awful. What the hell?
15 hours into listening to some old episodes. And there was an episode where you called a pizza place and flat out told them you were the Snowplow Show, and the guy still gave you some numbers. And I was just thinking, why did you not tell him where to find the show so he could listen? You could have had another supporter on Patreon,
yeah,
but you fucked it up.
Damn it. Damn all me. Right. What's wrong with me? Well, at least my speakerphone doesn't sound like a hobo speakerphone. And I don't know why. It seems pretty kind of stupid, really, to be giving him my show name at all after I get phone numbers from him. I remember that happening. I couldn't believe that happened. I'm like, yeah, I'm a prank caller. Just give me your numbers. And he's like, okay. I wish all minimum wage employees could take their jobs that seriously. That would be great for me.
Hi, Brad.
Hey.
It's Redbeard.
Hey, Redbeard.
Just on my way to work, listening to an old phone show on the YouTube, and thinking about you,
Why are you listening to them on YouTube on your way to work? You're using up all your mobile data. Damn it, just subscribe to the podcast. You won't have to do any data at all. Damn it.
Anyways, don't play this on the show.
Okay.
Too late.
I won't, I promise.
Love you. Cactus, cactus.
No one will ever hear this but me and you.
Hey, Dad, it's Taylor Damon again. I'm on a 28-hour road trip and just wanted to let you know that your show is the only thing keeping me from falling asleep. So, thanks for that, you hobo.
You're welcome. Usually people tell me that they listen to the show as they're going to bed at night, and my voice always puts them to sleep. So, I don't know, seems like you might be playing with fire there, listening to my voice while you're driving down the interstate about to fall asleep.
Hey, Roy, long-time listener, never a first caller until now.
That's great.
I was listening to a lot of your older shows, because all your new ones suck and you barely do anymore.
Yeah,
but I was thinking, anytime that anyone ever tries to whistle you on the phone or play the fax machine, you should call them back like 5 minutes later as like Roy Co. Insurance Company and say that you're currently suing them because they caused you to go deaf.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Make some more fucking shows!
Yep, I know. That call's from 47 hours ago, so he has every right to be angry with me. You all do. I've sucked so bad. I remember I was so excited about December happening, and all the bullshit that happened to me in November was finally behind me. And things were going to be really awesome in December, and then, nope, I get sick again, can't do shows. I tried to do shows, you guys, I really tried, I just couldn't do it. I felt like garbage, I just couldn't do it. It's not my fault, it's Brad the producer's fault. He got me sick again.
Hey Brad, it's Diagraph. So now that I got producer Brad's official approval, you're stuck with me.
Oh,
so,
speaking
fuck
of
you, motherfucker.
Brad the producer.
I
think I'm going to have to fire you because you just left a minute and 49 second long voicemail. And I really don't think I'm going to make it all the way to the end.
Limit to the number of messages that we can leave on the voicemail.
One
before,
per
like,
show.
Getting deleted.
Just one per
also,
show. Unless you're a mailer Damon, apparently. He gets two per show now.
How do you reset a voicemail that you left? That you want to like you want to re-record. Like,
I would hit pound.
That? I remember you telling us.
I don't know for sure, but I would hit
that,
pound.
But I forgot. And then also, is there like a key?
You know, this is like that guy, the landlord who had all those rules and instructions for people. Like, do not call me unless it's for this reason and this reason and this reason. Don't call me for bullshit questions. Like how to put a shelf above your bed. This is what this voicemail's like. And I need to put a new message on the PLA voicemail line and be like, do not leave a message asking me how to leave voicemail messages and how long they can be and how many they can leave per show. If you're not going to ask any of those questions, then you may leave a voicemail right now. But only if you're not going to ask those questions.
Like, and get past all the dialogue and like the voicemail so we can just go straight to...
Just hit buttons and see what happens. Just hit the pound key. Pound or star, those are good bets.
Recording our voicemail for the show. Don't have to listen to you say a bunch of stupid words. Also, you're
okay.
Not posting about live shows on Twitter anymore.
That's because I haven't done any in like a month.
That's kind of frustrating because I want to watch.
All right. Well, thanks for the voicemail. It's been a minute now. That's all you get. Just your minute. Hopefully you didn't leave another one in here someplace.
Hey, Brad. It's Diagraph.
Ah, fuck. I'm going to have to block your number. Nope. You used up your message already in this episode.
Yeah. Got a good idea for you. You need to call churches up and apologize to the secretaries for stealing wine when you were an altar boy.
Yes.
And try to get them to pray for you on the air.
That's a great idea. Probably piss God off,
something
though.
Something else in there, too. What do you want me to say?
I'll try to remember that one. I should write that one down. Actually, that would be a good one, just to call up churches and confess random things and then ask them to pray for you. Just completely insane things that I did wrong. Like, yeah, I killed a homeless man just to watch him die last week. Can you pray for me, please?
Hey, Brad. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Mm-hmm. Just wanted to say keep up the good work. Sorry to hear about the whole FBI thing. That sucks.
Yep.
Come to think of it, probably shouldn't have called. Last thing I want is to end up on some watch list somewhere.
Yep.
But anyway,
yep. You're in trouble
this
now.
This voicemail makes into the final cut. I'll just give a quick shout out to my future self. Hey, future self, go back to studying. Quit goofing off.
Damn it.
Cactus, cactus.
Yeah, thanks for reminding me about the FBI thing. I'd totally forgotten all about that until you brought it up.
Hey, Roy.
Curtis Lee Super Hacker here.
And, hey, Curtis.
I just wanted to say I can't beat you, so I'm joining you.
Oh, yay.
Yep, I'm a supporter of the show. I'm a subscriber.
Great.
And I just want to say you do really great things. And
you must have gotten out of prison, finally.
The local police departments have been saying that you're using an app to hide your caller ID number. And I just want to say that you're not getting the credit you deserve.
We
all know that it goes to a central computer system that you have running, and it's very sophisticated.
I know.
Anyways, thanks for making me an internet god, Roy, and we'll talk with you later.
Anytime,
howdy duty,
Curtis.
Neighbor.
That's great. Curtis is finally one of us now. It almost makes me think I should play the Curtis song at the end of the show, but I think I have to play the Pokemon song by Weird Al instead. I think that's going to do it for the voicemails today. There's still a bunch left since my last show, but that's just because I took so long in between shows. So my plan is to do one more show this week. I hate to even promise that because that's what I did last week and then I completely failed at it. But I think this week I'm not going to fail at it. I'm actually going to get two shows done, maybe even a hobosode. And it'll be just like the good old days when I did two shows a week plus a hobosode. So keep me in your prayers for that, everyone. And maybe that'll actually happen this time. Thanks once again to Brad, the producer. He was the sponsor of today's show and the producer of today's show. Well, he's the producer of every show, I guess, but thanks, Brad, the producer. If any of you would like to support the show, you can do that by going to patreon.com/phonelosers or phonelosers.org/cactus. $5 a month is supposed to get you at least one extra hobosode per week, but that hasn't been happening lately, so I guess I should just not even make any promises on this episode. But if you support the show, and if all goes well, you get extra stuff. It's kind of nice sometimes when it actually happens. Thank you, Apocalypse, for the apartment list. I don't think I ever called that apartment list before, because nobody brought it up that I had, so I think that was a new one. And those GPS coordinates really, really helped, so thanks for doing that, Apocalypse. We're going to end today's show with a request that was made by that one guy from the voicemails. He wants to hear Pokemon by Weird Al Yankovic. So if you're listening to this on YouTube, you can blame that guy for me fading out this song now, because I can't play songs on YouTube without them yelling at me about it. So thanks a lot, guy from the voicemails. See you next time, everyone, which will probably be like 2 weeks from now, knowing how I am. Grammys, Noble, Bananette, Nanky, Chansey, and Zubat, Slowking, Ditto, Butterfree, Lugia, and Caterpie, Oddish, Polly, White, Goldeen, Elekid, and Ditto Queen, Victory Bell, and Magneton, everybody Pokemon! Aerodactyl, Silma, Choke, Meryl, Moltres, and Slowpoke, Shelter Gloom, Snorlax, and of course Fall Bloom, Zapdos, and Charmeleon, everybody Pokemon. Jigglypuff and Mr. Mime, don't forget about Sandslash, Execute and Rapidash, Lickitung and Porygon, everybody Pokemon! Everybody Pokemon! Everybody Pokemon!
Dan Marino should die of gonorrhea and rot in hell. Would you like a cookie, son?